Plus, one, we're catching up with Ken Rogers, the senior men's lobstick champion, adding in another, you know, impressive win to your lengthy resume, KR. You didn't get to play this one much when you were working for Titleist and put joy in being busy all the time, but how was it just to get up there and play in one of these little long women, just to get up there with, you know, a couple hundred guys and obviously just a great week at Waskasoo?
Well, so first of all, I've been going up to Waskasoo since I was about 9 years old. It's just a very special place for me. My family's always been up there. We spent a lot of summer holidays up there over the years. So even though I haven't played competitively up at Waskasoo tons, I've played the golf course a lot. I love the golf course. Even when we were kids, we used to just drive to the parking lot at the golf course and watch people hit balls or tee off the first tee and stuff. So it's just a really cool place, magical place, and love being there. So it was extra special to kind of do something special competitively up there as well. So
yes, it is a fantastic place. It's one of the most majestic in Western Canada for sure. You managed to string together three pretty good rounds, Ken, 67, 69, 72, won by 10 strokes. That's a great week of golf on of course, it's not really easy.
Yeah, well, it was, I guess put simply, I hit one tee shot in the trees over three rounds of golf. So
therefore, that helped you
win, yeah. Yeah, kept it to between the tree lines. And then I putted pretty well. Like, I don't think anybody makes a lot of putts at Waskasoo. So I was able to wiggle a few into the hole. And lucky enough, first hole, I knocked a wedge in the hole for a deuce. So that was, that was a nice start to the week. And then just kind of kept her going after that.
Yeah, how does it feel seeing all of you retired? We've talked obviously about your great career and you know what you're doing now. You know, spending plenty of time at Geelah right now. You're down at Deacon Baker soaking in some sunshine and whatnot. But again, it's how did it feel just, you know, just to be up there and actually, you know, take part? Because, you know, these lobsticks, you know, the men's open or the amateur open, I guess, starting today. So another great week up there. But again, just, you know, a majestic place and what an event, okay?
Yeah, it's really cool. There's, it's just, everybody goes up there, I think, for the right reasons. They really enjoy the atmosphere and the camaraderie and the nature and everything else there. But the golf course itself, it's Stanley Thompson design, is just such a special golf course. So just to get out and play, whether you play good or bad, it's still a great experience. And, so yeah, it's really cool. And then the other thing too is that, like, Waskasoo is, there's a lot of players there that just play the golf course really well. A lot of guys from PA and Saskatoon and an area that play there a lot and know the golf course, know the approach shots that are needed into certain greens and know that you need to be below the hole on certain holes and stuff that play it very well. So it's a very competitive event because there's a lot of guys that maybe haven't been up there in the Gulf Saskatchewan world of championships, but they certainly play really well up at Waskasoo, and so it's a challenging field for sure.
How's your game? I mean, obviously, you know, super senior champion at the you know, Saskatchewan last year, and obviously you got plenty of provincial titles and whatnot. Now you got this win. I mean, I'm hoping you're going to come to Meadow Lake. Maybe you're not. I don't have the field in front of me right now for the seniors, but your game right now that you're retired, is it the best it's been in a while or what?
It's the best it's been post COVID. So I went through a couple of years of issues of fatigue and that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, it's coming around. And so just kind of worked a little bit at it more this year. And then, just the aspect of not working anymore, for Acushnet, I just have a little bit more time to kind of spend on the game itself. And even while I'm playing the game, I'm not getting it doesn't feel like work a lot of the time because people, you know, I'm not the rep anymore, so they don't have to ask me questions about where to stand a broken club or whatever.
Yeah,
so it takes
right.
A little bit of that part of the game away.
Yeah, we knew there was, it was hard for you to get around 18. Now you're, you know, obviously playing around three rounds back-to-back back at Waskasoo and playing really well. Great to see more aspect. And, again, didn't need to long say, wanted to catch up and just chat about this win. And, you know, congrats and just getting your name on one of those legendary trophies, another one around Saskatchewan.
Well, I tell you, Clark, the name on a lobstick trophy is really, really cool. That's really a highlight for me because, I spent so much time up at Waskasoo over the last 55 years, yeah, like unbelievable. So just that I've got family up there that they own Hillcrest Cabins up there, and so we've spent a lot of time there, a lot of fishing, a lot of golfing over the years. So to have a lobstick trophy, that just kind of is the icing on the cake.